The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Deen Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring fascinating topics. We discuss and we try to learn and gather the pearls of knowledge and wisdom. And today, inshallah, you will be learning a lot. But what will you be learning? What sort of pearls of knowledge and wisdom you'll be attaining? Inshallah, we'll find out very soon. But before we proceed, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat barakatuhumul aliyah has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program. Inshallah, you will really feel that you must have gained a lot of knowledge by the end of this program. Today, the topic what we are going to discuss is benefits of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran,
الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Translation: those who are certain that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to Him. This is what is the meaning of the verse of the Holy Quran, what I just recited before you. We just heard a translation from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 46. And this is related to one of the previous verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordered to seek help through sabr and salah. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after giving this hukm, then said,
وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ.
And indeed, the prayer is burdensome, except for those who submit to me from the heart. Meaning, offering salah is not easy. This is a task which is very burdensome. So, Quran is saying prayer is burdensome. This task is not easy, but those who are khashi'een, but not for them who are khashi'een. This is not a task of adversity, difficulty, burdensome for those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Right? Those they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman and Rahim, and their hearts are full of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, this is easy. For them, this task is easier, and they do it out of love and devotion, and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who are khashi'een? Who are the ones who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is further explained.
الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Those who are certain that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to Him.
Who are khashu'een? Khashu'een are those who have certainty that they will return to their Lord Azza wa Jal. They will meet their Rabb Azza wa Jal. Here, the word one is used in the meaning of certainty, yaqeen. And there are two qualities of khashu'een, two qualities of those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here. Number one, the khashu', who is he? The one who has yaqeen, who has certainty that he will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And he has this fear of being presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is khashu'? The one who always remembers his debt. And that is always in front of him. And it keeps him reminding that you have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is not eternal. You will not live here forever. You have to return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be held accountable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who will have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are khashi'een, they have got this sift, this quality. They remember their death. They remember to return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasir al-Shaheed, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan al-Aimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he further explains this verse and he writes, Bani Israel were asked to embrace Islam. But this was very hard and burdensome for them to bring faith upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because they were having their own positions and they thought that their shops will be closed, their income will be shut, you see, their income will stop, because they were scholars of that time, people, they used to go and ask questions from them, they used to have tendency to go and see them, and then they would also get gifts, monetary benefits from people. They saw that if we say the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has arrived, everyone will turn to the last messenger of Allah. And nobody would come to us, and our monetary benefit would stop. The source of our income will be shut and closed. So this was the reason they did not tell to the people that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has arrived. And they did not testify. Yes, some they did, and they became Sahaba ikram, they got salvation. But some they did not. So they were given the solution because they had the hirs of man, they had the greed of wealth in their hearts, and they were given the solution. What was the solution? That you seek help through patience and salah, through sabr and prayer, salah. Through these two ibadat, okay, you will have courage to accept Islam. You will have courage to embrace the true faith. Now, the second problem was salah is not an easy task to do. It's not easy to offer salah with khushu and khudu, with focus and concentration to do this ibadah. In other words, you can say that the solution which was given to them was also hard. So in order to overcome this, they were given this hukum that they should attain fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should have this mindset that they have to return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they will have this, then the thoughts of this world, the hirs of the maal and wealth and greed will go from their mind, because they will know that this is only for a short period of time. But one day we will die, one day we will go back to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day we will meet our Lord Azza wa Jal. Then, having this thought, having this fear in their mind will help them to pray, to offer salah. And when they will have the lazzat and taste of salah in their hearts, it will be easy for them. When they will have the taste of salah, then they will have love for salah and they will become regular namazi. They will pray. They will continuously offer salah, and all problems will be resolved. Respect you, Yusuf Padri Shem. This is also for us. If you want that, I also become a person who prays salah regularly. Then what should we do? We should develop the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Right? We should have this mindset that one day I have to go and present myself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having the thought of death in our mind will help us to become regular in salah. Allahu Akbar. And we will have the love of doing good deeds. This will help us to hate the sin. And this is how, inshallah, we will develop a good character. This fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembrance of death will solve many of our problems. قبر بھی اس کی جنت کا گلزار ہے باغ فردوس کا بھی وہ حقدار ہے قلب میں جس کے راسخ ہے خوف خدا جو مقدس ہے عاشق مصطفیٰ اس کو نارے جہنم سے کیا واسطہ مرتے ہی بالیقین سو جنت گیا. The person who will have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, inshallah, such person, he will have his qabr as one of the gardens of Jannah. Inshallah, he will be destined to Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart, then he has nothing to do with Jahannam. He has nothing to do with the fire of hell. Inshallah, as soon as he will die, he will enter paradise. Inshallah. In other words, his qabr will become one of the gardens of Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the very foremost, first benefit one attains through the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one's heart, that he does not miss salah. He becomes regular in offering salah. You see, there are people who often talk that, I want to become namazi, I want to pray salah, I want to be regular in praying, but I don't know what happens, I can't do that, I can't get up in the morning, I even put alarm, but I can't help myself, I can't wake up in the morning. Allahu Akbar. This is the question. For them, Quran has given a solution. الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ Those who are certain that they will meet their Lord and that they will return to Him. These are the people. Allah. This is the solution. If you have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart and you've got this certainty that you have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, you will not miss salah. Solution is, remember your death. Remember the day you will return to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be held accountable for all the a'mal you have done in this dunya. Hafiz al-Millat, Hazrat Allama Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was doing a speech in a gathering of Milad, and he asked a question. If a person who is dead tired, he gave a scenario. Let's say there's a person who is dead tired, too much tired, and for him, you prepare a bed, you prepare a room, it's a very comfortable room, very comfortable bed, and everything is there, and you give that person who is dead tired, that you go and sleep in that room. When he enters the room, you tell him that in that room, there is one poisonous snake. Allahu Akbar. Now he asked this question, do you think that person who is dead tired, he asked this question, do you think that person who is dead tired will be able to sleep in that room? The people said no. He asked why. They said the fear of that snake will not let that person sleep. Allahu Akbar. So now imagine if a fear of one snake cannot let a person sleep. What about having the fear of Lord Azza wa Jal? How is it possible that a person can remain asleep at the time of Salah and he is not able to wake up? How beautifully this was explained. Respect, because if we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our mind, we have this mentality that we have to die and we have to return one day in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get up. We will not miss salah. So always set an alarm for Salatul Fajr. If it is possible, you can ask your local imam, give you a phone number, tell him that he can wake you up. Or ask your family members who are regular in salah, they can wake you up. Try your level best. Make arrangements so that you can wake up early in the morning. Once you wake up, and then remember, there will be a time when I'll have to present myself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having this imagination that one day I'll be dying and I'll be held accountable for missing my salah. Inshallah, this will help you to get up in the morning and offer salah, inshallah. Respect your words, you can also have this practice if you can. At the time when you're going to bed, you have this imagination. Just imagine there will be a time when I will sleep. Imagine the time when you will be sleeping in your dark and lonely grave. Remember the moments of death when you are at your bed. And you never know you're going to get up next morning or not if you have this imagination. And then if you get up in the morning, you pay shukr to the God of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have given me another day. You have given me another life after death. Because sleep is a sister of death, isn't it? So this will help you to get up in the morning and offer Salatul Fajr, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respective words, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can encourage someone to do wonders. Yes, one can have courage to do so many things if he has this imagination, this thought in his mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me and one day I will be held accountable for the deeds I do in this dunya. And if you have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can benefit a lot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned an account of Hazrat Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Hazrat Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala was king of Bani Israel, and who had made him the king? The Nabi of that time alayhi salam received wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was made king of Bani Israel. When Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became king, in his time there used to be a very big, mighty non-Muslim. He used to be known with the name called Jalut. Hazrat Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gathered a big army and he started his journey to fight with Jalut. When this army was going to the war, on the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested their faith. Hence, there was a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when you move further, right, when you march ahead, you will see a canal. There will be a water. And you will be so much thirsty. Whoever will not drink water from that canal of water, he will remain part of the army. And whosoever will drink, he will not have control over his thirst from that canal and he will drink, that person or those people will be excluded from the army of Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So many people, they drank water, they couldn't control their thirst. And Sayyidina Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh separated them from his army. And he sent them home. Now, those they were left behind, they were only 313 individuals, personals. Now, they were confronting Jalut, and he was a mighty king of a very big army. Hazrat Talut rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had only 313 people in his army. So when the people they saw, so they were discouraged by the fact that their number was very small and they were confronting a very mighty big army in front of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah 249. لا طاقة لنا اليوم بجالوت وجنوده.
So what did they say? We do not possess the strength on this day to face Jalut and his armies. So they lost their courage because they saw a very big, mighty army of Jalut in front of them. And there were only 330 people. They thought that how will we fight with Jalut and the army? But there were some amongst them. They had courage, they had tawakkul, they had willpower, and they had yaqeen and faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ. However, those who were certain that they would meet Allah. So, there were some people, they had this yaqeen that they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had this yaqeen. So this quality of theirs, who had the fear of Allah, who had this thought and iman, that they will return to Allah and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has mentioned their quality in the Holy Quran. So what did they say?
كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Surah Al-Baqarah 249. What did they say? On many occasions, the small group has overpowered the large group with the command of Allah, and Allah is with the patient. Meaning, O people, although we are 313, but have yaqeen and faith upon Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have patience. Inna Allah ma'as-sabirin, and He will give us victory. So because of their yaqeen, because of their faith and courage, and tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those 313 fought with a mighty army of Jalut. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. So we learn that one benefit of having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that gives you confidence, that gives you willpower, and that gives you yaqeen and faith, inshaAllah azza wa jal. We need to have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. So my dear respected viewers of Madani Shield, there are many benefits of having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, that we also develop that mindset that we have to return one day back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be held accountable. And this will give us an insight, a thought, a mindset to have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will attain many benefits, inshaAllah. Many problems will be solved. We will develop yaqeen, we'll develop taqwa, we will develop tawakkul, inshaAllah. And inshallah, we will refrain from sins. We will do more good deeds, inshallah. That's all for today, inshallah. We'll be back and we will further talk on this very topic in our upcoming next episode. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salat wa taslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.